First of all, welcome. I'm sure, as you are all aware, I am here to announce that we have relieved Lindy Ruff as head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. First and foremost, I would like to thank Lindy as a player, as a great coach, and an outstanding citizen in this community, and for all the work that he has done for the organization, and as I said, for Western New York. Ron Ralston will be taking over as the interim head coach. Ron is en route from Rochester, will accompany me to Toronto. We will meet with the players tonight. And with that, I will take questions.
Darcy, could you explain how and why this decision was made?
Well, it was made for the goal of making the playoffs and, unfortunately, a lack of progress. I think we were making some strides, but in the end, for every two steps forward, it was one step back, and sometimes not that. And unfortunately, this is the time of year when you know, the coaching is probably the thing that's evaluated the most, and that's the reason.
Darcy, when you say that Ron is going to be the interim, do you mean that he will be the interim through the rest of the season, or are you in the process of looking for another coach at this point?
He will be the interim for the rest of the season, and it will provide him and us an opportunity to get to know each other, and he, you know, assuming things go well, he will have an opportunity to become the head coach.
What about the rest of the coaching staff?
That's something he and I will talk about, have not yet spoken about, but will on the drive up to Toronto.
Darcy, thinking about this, at what point did you start thinking that you have to make this move?
Well, we started having conversations seriously just of late, so it was fairly recent. But for myself, Lindy and I had conversations about the team, about the lack of progress, what we thought was preventing us from making strides moving forward. And so it's been an ongoing thing with respect to talking about the team and why we weren't getting where we felt we needed to get between him and I early on.
Well, you had to cross that bridge at some point where you said, okay, he's still the coach, and then, nope, we have to make that move. He coached,
yeah.
You know, he was there today. Was it today where you finally actually crossed the bridge?
It was today. If you're asking the decision, it was made today. Yeah. And once we made the decision, then you're making another decision. Are you going to try and get everything in order before now, or are you going to play another game in Toronto and have him behind the bench? And that wasn't something I was prepared to do.
Darcy, this is two quick things here. First of all, how much is the disenchantment of the fan base that we saw last night, how much did that impact the decision today? And secondly, did you fire Lindy Ruff on the orders of Terry Pegula, given the number of public statements you made recently that Lindy Ruff was not going to get fired?
My statements, and you and I are the ones that spoke, the question you asked me was, if he loses 2 out of 3 this weekend, Mike, will he be fired?
If it was a bad weekend, right.
Will he be fired? That was the context of that conversation. So I think you're misstating what happened in your and my conversation.
What about with Channel 2, though?
Channel 2, I said I hope to work with him for the rest of the year. But I also said to Adam at that time that for people who know me, I don't make absolute statements. I never have, I never will, for these reasons.
And what about the disenchantment of the fan base?
I think the prevailing factor here was where we are, where we're going, conversations that I had with Lindy, how he felt about where the team was. I think last game was, quite honestly, a tipping point. And it was evident to me that, you know, we were searching for answers to too many questions. And, you know, that had a lot to do with it as well.
Darcy, this is a production-based business. Obviously, the production was not there this year. But you personally, having the relationship with Lindy that you did, mm-hmm. How difficult was it today to have that conversation with him?
Very difficult. Extremely difficult. But, you know, this is professional sports. He understood it. He was extremely professional. You know, it's a tough day.
Darcy,
it really
you,
is.
I'm sorry. Would you please explain the timing of the decision? I mean, this was a day that he began by talking to the high school athletes who had reached mm-hmm. Super Sunday and ran practice, a long one, met with us as he normally does. Why did it happen at this hour of the day?
We were having conversations while that was going on.
And his and future decision, was up in the air at that moment?
Well, the decisions was being made at that time.
Darcy, did you have to sign off with Terry, or did Terry give you carte blanche on this?
No, these decisions are ultimately it was my decision. I made the decision, but these things are not done in a vacuum. So I'm in conversation with Terry, with Ted Black, at times with Ken Sawyer, who's a senior advisor, and like a lot of things here, whether it was Lindy and I or ownership and myself, it's you're working as a team. No, not right now. I don't, Bucky. This is not about. This is not my day. It's not about me. It's unfortunate that we're here meeting like this for someone who is an outstanding coach. It's unfortunate we got this far. So it's not about me.
Do you think that? I mean, you said it yourself. It's a results business, and
yeah,
we're looking at the results. I mean, there's two sides to this. Oh, not just that guy.
No, there's a lot of sides to it. Absolutely. Unfortunately, the coaches too often pay the price. It's something that I not only avoided, but made it every effort to avoid in the past. Players are a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'll start with I'm a part of it. The players are a part of it. There's really no one in the organization. You can go to the scouting staffs, pro, amateur. Everyone here feels responsible.
Darcy. Darcy, I just, if you could elaborate on that, to what degree do you feel responsible in terms of how this team's been put together, some of the decisions you've made over the years for arriving at yeah. this point?
I think there's a lot of unknowns with our team right now. You can look at the line of Foligno, Ennis, and Stafford, and you can look at last season where they performed at a very high level, and we haven't seen that level. So, there remain a lot of unknowns, and we'll continue working because of what we've seen, what we believe in the players, that they can achieve certainly more than where we currently are, and hopefully it's a lot more, but time will tell.
Darcy, with what was said last year in locker clean out with, they thought sometimes Lindy was too hard, and I know he changed this year. We've talked about it with him. Do you feel there was a point where maybe he did lose the team and lost something, where guys just weren't listening or hearing the message anymore?
He didn't lose the team in any way with respect to communication. In fact, communication has never been better. And so there were huge strides done in that regard. Unfortunately, it didn't translate to the ice. And for whatever reason, we couldn't get any traction, especially defensively. And he felt as at times, it was, I don't want to say confusing, but, it was really hard to get a finger on, get a grip on.
Should a coach after 15 years be trying to reinvent himself? And what did you think of that whole notion?
Absolutely, they need to. We have no choice. Either you have to change the people or the people have to change. What you do, it doesn't matter what we do. It's about growth. If you don't embrace it and you don't find or try to find ways to become different and become better, and with that, unfortunately, in this case, that change, I think, created a risk that didn't pay off.
You believe the players tuned him out because that's what a lot of people are going to say and have said?
No, not at all. Not at all. He came and he asked me after I met with him at his house to give him the news if he could address the players. And he did so. He came to the bus. They left at 3 o'clock. He addressed the group. The group got off the bus, shook his hand, some hugs. So, no, I don't. I don't know. Jerry, I wish I could tell you the exact reasons. I don't know. But he didn't lose the team.
Darcy.
Yes.
The move represents sort of a changing of the guard.
Sure does.
Do you feel like the players that are on the team right now, do you feel like they can respond and they can step up, and or do you feel like there's more changes that need to be made here?
Well, I think there are going to be, if we can make changes to improve this team, we're going to make every effort to do so. But they recognize that's part of the business. But I also believe that I believe they'll respond. It's unfortunate that we're here in these circumstances, but I think the players will respond. I think you will see improvements.
Darcy, on that note, Cody McCormick was waived today. I mean, mm-hmm. You had talked over the weekend when we discussed, we had that interview, that you were looking at trade options. To what degree do you feel as if this lineup needs to be altered moving forward?
It does in some areas. The adjustment with Cody McCormick was based, we will bring Kevin Porter up from Rochester. He has performed at a high level there. He plays center ice. He's a true centerman. He's got good speed and he plays hard and he's someone we think that can help us, in the third and fourth line roles.
Darcy, given that the team had started off slow the last two seasons, how much did the shortened season play into maybe accelerating this decision?
The shortened season is impacting decisions like this around the league, I believe. I think that it's measured against expectations. And expectations were high and are high here, and it influenced the decision, certainly.
What have you seen from Ron Ralston in Rochester that you believe he's right for this opportunity now?
Well, I saw his, not for this reason, or it wasn't based on this decision, but I saw his team play in Hamilton the other night, afternoon, and his teams play with structure, discipline. They have a work ethic. He has a good hockey club down there right now, and he has them playing very good hockey. So I think you'll see some of those traits.
Along those lines, I was going to ask about Ralston as well. Certainly the message and the system that the Sabres have played over the last, under Ruff has come from Ruff. Is Ralston, along those lines, I mean, he's coming from within the organization. Is it going to stay the same? Is he going to bring in his own? How are things going to change on the ice under Ron?
Without getting into specifics, because quite honestly, I don't know them. He will coach his way, and it is different. Is it drastically different? Probably not, but there are some differences.
Darcy, obviously the coach takes some responsibility in a situation like this, and you were with this coach for a long time. But how angry are you at this group of players, given the underperformance, with only a couple exceptions, the underperformance of a team that has a pretty big payroll?
You tell me how much time you got for anger. I mean, it's never served me well. That's something someone told me one time, it's something you drink and expect the other guy to die. So, it's a poison. I don't spend any time on it.
But clearly you're disappointed in these players.
I'm disappointed myself. I'm disappointed for Lindy. I'm disappointed when I see the players. I'm disappointed for them too. We should all be disappointed. As far as anger, we have too much work to do. We can't go there.
There's obviously been some down times the last few years with Lindy. Looking back on his entire tenure, how should he be remembered?
He was a great coach, and someone who should be. First of all, I think he'll get an opportunity if he wants to very quickly. And I think that, people who have been fired, you have an opportunity to use it as a springboard. Or I suppose you can sit on the springboard, and he'll use it as a springboard if he wants to. He'll have lots of opportunities. I think back to when we interviewed. I called Scotty Bowman about him, and he said to me, "I said, Scotty, who would you compare him to?" And he said, "Darcy, he's a lot like Al Arbor, for you older fans here, with a sense of humor." And I think Scotty was right.
Thank you.
Thank you.